Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Sound Opinions Bonus Podcast. I am Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And today, we are happy to be launching a new segment, recurring from time to time, with our longtime friend, contributor Althea Legospi. Althea, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, you guys. I'm so excited about this.
We love your criticism. You have been doing bang-up work as a music editor, contributor to Rolling Stone, doing great stuff. So we want to check in with you from time to time with both of those hats on, bringing us up to date on some music news stories and diving deep. You are always keeping an eye on TikTok and Bandcamp and all the viral platforms.
Yes.
And so you can give us a pick whenever we have you on. That's good fun. And after a short break, we will dive into our first story, the story of 2021 with Althea Legospi. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We're back with this special newsy Sound Opinions bonus podcast. All right, for this first report, Althea, we want to focus on the single biggest music story of 2021, which is the return of live music, specifically the festivals, and it's all going to start here in Chicago, right?
Yeah, the biggest one of the multi-genre festivals is Lollapalooza, 100,000 people a day, full capacity. Yeah, we've all been there. And yeah, it's the one that I think everybody's going to kind of be looking towards to see how the protocols sort of develop in the health and safety sector.
And that's about, and that's going to late July, early August, right?
Yeah, at the end of July into right into August, bringing us in.
4 days, 100,000 people a day in the biggest stretch of parkland in Chicago, probably the biggest stretch of parkland in the Midwest.
Yeah,
gigantic,
Grand Park on the lake.
Gigantic festival. So they essentially are returning to the format they had in 2019, the last year that we were experiencing a non-COVID type of experience. To me, they're making all sorts of claims about how they're going to make this a safe festival. Obviously, health and safety risen exponentially in terms of people's radar. What are they doing to make sure that this is going to be as safe and healthy as possible for people?
Well, that's the big question in terms of like giving the full requirements. They do require proof of vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test 24 hours before each of the days. So if you're going all those days, you need one every single day.
If you don't have the proof of vaccination,
exactly.
Right? It's either or.
Yeah. But how that's going to be enforced is, you know, is something we can get into.
Well, this is crazy. I mean, and we need people outside of Chicago who haven't followed Lollapalooza as closely to understand Althea, right? For the last 3 years or so, Lollapalooza is owned majority stake by Live Nation Ticketmaster, the biggest corporate global conglomerate in the world. Perry Farrell's a
figurehead.
In the
concert business.
In the concert business, yeah. You know, Perry Farrell's a figurehead. He has nothing to do with this. Nevertheless, all three of us are veterans of the reimagined Lollapalooza in Grant Park. I remember you and I hanging on to each other for dear life when there was a gate rush of several hundred very violent Rage Against the Machine fans. You know, there's gate crashers, there's all sorts of security problems, there are injuries that are never reported to the police and incidents. How do we expect them to check vaccine cards or test results?
For 100,000 people.
A day.
I mean, I was thinking about this too, and it gives me anxiety because I am going to cover it. The lines that we're used to seeing, I'm envisioning that they're going to have several lines now, right? Because you've got to get tests checked for your vaccination card. You have to be checked if you have the COVID-19 test, if you don't have a vaccination. You know, the bag check, the, you know, everything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long is it going to be?
You can't even bring a water bottle in.
The things I'm kind of curious about that I could see, you know, and who knows if they're developing these yet. But, you know, maybe there's an app that they have where you can or upload something to the website and it's attached to your ticket. But there's the other issue of, you know, there are fake COVID vaccination cards online.
Yeah.
So how people are going to check that, it'll be interesting to see. They're announcing their entry requirements next month. And so I think that they'll sort of be the blueprint for everybody on how this is going to sort of play out for everyone else. Because the majority of festivals, honestly, the big ones, are happening in the fall.
What else have you learned from other big venues? I know you did some reporting for Rolling Stone on, say, the Hollywood Bowl.
In terms of outdoor venues, there's a lot of them that are starting to open right now. Hollywood Bowl in mid-May had announced their new season. And at that time, they had restrictions on capacity. There was going to be an unvaccinated area and a vaccinated area. And each of them had two different distinct sort of qualifications, right? By Memorial Day weekend, that whole thing had changed. Now they're full capacity. There's not going to be separate areas. The thing with all of this is that, you know, the state and local guidelines are changing by the day, as we know. And so I feel like this is going to be updated, you know, on the daily too. The everybody who has any kind of guidelines that they've mentioned all have a caveat saying, you know, we're going to change this day to day.
Stay tuned for more information. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
But we are only 6 weeks out from Lollapalooza in Chicago, the biggest festival. It really is your sense that everybody across the country is looking at Lollapalooza?
Yeah. I mean, they are the largest one. I think that they're going to be the blueprint. You know, it's interesting because there is Rolling Loud Miami is actually happening in July, but that's very specific to hip hop, right? And it's a much smaller venue. So I think some people will also look at that. It's a few days before Lollapalooza, but I think Lollapalooza is sort of going to be the big blueprint because that is like full on entry for 100,000 people a day. But, you know, it's interesting too. Bonnaroo, like Rolling Loud Miami, they both just have, will update our fests dates as the fest dates approach, will update information. But then places like Riot Fest and Governor's Ball say that as well. But then they also say entry may be subject to vaccination, testing, social distancing as the days come on. So, I mean, I don't know if how fans feel about buying tickets in advance, but they may not know until like the day before what the protocols might be.
And then they'll be hustling to meet the requirements.
Well, and, you know, these are outdoor festivals primarily that we're talking about, right, Althea? And now we're seeing the indoor venues opening up slowly. But then we're seeing, like, major venues like Madison Square Garden just today as we're talking. The Foo Fighters announced a major tour that's going to open at Madison Square Garden in late June. June 20th, I believe, is the date. Full capacity. 20,000 plus people in Madison Square Garden to see a rock show.
No distancing.
No distancing. I mean, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder. This seems to be like everybody seems to think it's over or are pretending like it's over. And we know why, right? Why is the concert industry so anxious to get back to full capacity? Because they just spent a year and a half losing money on this, trying to figure out what they're going to do with their staff that they have had to mothball. Can't wait to get back there, right?
It's interesting because with that, the Bruce Springsteen's also returning, Springsteen on Broadway, Foo Fighters, Madison Square Garden, The Strokes, Irving Park Plaza, Those all require full vaccination for the indoor, which I think is probably what we're going to see as more of the large indoor ones open. But again, they're going to come across the same, like, what are the protocols to, like, checking people in for this stuff? But let's face it, for around 42% of Americans are fully vaccinated, but the vaccination rates are plummeting right now.
It's slowing down.
Exactly. And rates are varying from state to state, which obviously also changes the risk factor. So I don't know. I mean, the whole reason I wanted to do this report is obviously all of us miss and love live music, and I can't wait to go, but I honestly feel, I'll admit, I have a little bit of anxiousness about all this, so I started looking up.
Well, I wanted to ask you that question. You said you have anxiety about Lollapalooza. If you didn't have to go for work, would you be going?
At this moment, if it was tomorrow, I'm still a little nervous myself about being around that many people. Listen, the last show I covered was in February at the Metro. It was Beach Bunny, February 20, what year are we in?
Yeah,
when
yeah, we yeah. Shut 2020, down. Yeah.
February 2020, yeah. And that was, and already then I was feeling a little anxious because of the news that was coming out. We were already writing stories about major shows being canceled, worldwide tours and stuff at that point. I didn't know we were going to, you know, when we were going to shut down, but I was nervous then. But that was like a very small venue, right? I'm going from that to the very first show I'm going to go to.
The biggest, yeah, one of the biggest shows in America, yeah.
So it'll be kind of interesting. I mean, I'm also, as a reporter, interested in seeing how it all plays out.
Are you going to be masked?
Yeah. Pardon me?
You're going to be masked?
Masked, for sure. Yeah. And that's the interesting thing. They do not require, Lollapalooza at this moment is not requiring masks. However, Pitchfork, who requires the same things as Lollapalooza, the proof of vaccination or a COVID test, also requires masks, which I think I feel comfortable with. I know people feel controversial about that. But, you know, these rules can also change as we get closer. If everybody's vaccinated, maybe we won't. I don't know.
Craig, do you feel comfortable seeing live music?
I'm still uncomfortable going to a restaurant. I'm looking around. How close are people going to be sitting to me? I'll walk out of a place where I feel like it's clearly overpacked. And ditto for, are people wearing masks? I mean, I do all these kind of mental checks. Maybe call me being, you know, overly cautious, but I'm not ready to step in there yet, you know, like pretend like it's not happening anymore. Because I know from personal experience, I run a basketball program and everybody says it's over. I just had one of the best players in my program come down with COVID, tested positive.
And these are still young adults.
Young adults. Yeah, healthy 12-year-old kid.
Listen, I never felt safe at Lollapalooza under the best circumstances. You know, there were several really dangerous thunderstorms, too. You know, here was Lollapalooza's evacuation plan, methodically, allegedly worked out with the city of Chicago's emergency management. Bad thunderstorms coming in, they kick 100,000 people out of the park.
Right.
And those 100,000 people stream onto the city streets.
Yeah.
And there is no evacuation plan. There is no. Look, Althea, this is a real shortcoming in reportage. I would get Rolling Stone on it because the Tribune and the Sun-Times in Chicago just don't seem to think that, you know, nuts and bolts business reporting on Lollapalooza, it's an entertainment event, right? I mean, why has the city agreed to this? It just seems insane. I sure don't want to have the world shut down in Chicago again in August because 100,000 yahoos wanted to hear Limp Bizkit and Fred Durst on that bill.
I mean, honestly, when you were asking me, I think if it was less capacity, had it been like even half capacity, let's say it was tomorrow, and it was like half capacity, the vaccination requirements,
outside.
I think if it was full vaccination requirement, half capacity, masks, tomorrow, I think I'd be more comfortable if it was that.
Yeah.
But I think it's not having all of those things and then full capacity. Full capacity, honestly, does give me anxiety. It's just that's just a lot of people.
Yeah.
With a lot of different, and like you said, if there's a thunderstorm in the midst of all that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Lollapalooza, as you well know, Althea, we've all been there. It's shoulder to shoulder. at those main stages. I mean, there is no social distancing. It ain't going to happen. There's no way they can possibly enforce that. There's different rules. It seems like there's little tweaks. Every venue, every festival is doing it differently. How can fans find out, get information on what to expect? Do I have to wear a mask? What's the social distancing rules? What's the capacity? How are people going to find that stuff out?
Well, as of right now, the people who haven't given the proof of vaccination, basically Lollapalooza and Pitchfork are the only ones who've given like really specific requirements that could change. The other ones are sort of like, let's wait till we get closer, right? In those cases, every single one says that you should like go online, follow their socials, sign up to their newsletter, and as you get closer is when you should get information about it. So it is still a little touch and go. And I mean, let's face facts, it does, you know, to give them some benefit of the doubt, the fact of the matter is the local government can change tomorrow.
Yeah,
like what the rules
sure.
are. And so they can't, if they post stuff, they will be changing, you know, changing the rules. But what's interesting is Ravinia is opening fairly soon. I think their first date's in July.
So an outdoor venue in the northwest suburbs of Chicago.
They're doing reduced capacity, require physical distancing, and requiring masks. So I think it comes down to like sort of your comfort level with it. And if you've got a ticket already, you should just keep checking if they don't have those rules. And if you're not comfortable, then maybe you eat the ticket. I don't know. That's what I would do if I'm not comfortable with what the final rules are.
Well, it's an important story, Althea. I think you've shed some light on it, along with all the uncertainty and anxiety that you, me, and Greg all have. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about music. We love music.
Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and Althea, what song do you want to play for us today?
It is definitely a song that is from the biggest band in the world. It is called Butter, and it is from TTS.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, making you sweat like that. Break it down.
And the reason I bring it up is, sure, these guys are just sort of built-in viral stars, right? I mean, they are the hugest. They have an army that will blow up any song that they have. But one of the things that I think is interesting about how the viral world works right now, how music sort of is taking off right now, is how you can kind of sort of push that even further, right? So it's a dance type song. There's dance challenges on TikTok already about it.
This is a K-pop band, biggest boy band in the world at this moment, yeah?
Biggest boy band in the world. There are seven of them. They're all adorable. They all dance really well. But the song calls out to Usher. So Usher ended up doing a TikTok about it, which of course brings it on to a whole nother level. And then so this just came out a couple weeks ago, and now they've already have three remixes. A sweeter remix. Yeah, which is the R&B style one. Pull you in like no other. Don't need no Usher to remind me you got it bad. Ain't no other that can sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I gotcha. Making you fall like that. Break it down. Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm at your heart and you too. A cooler remix, which is sort of more guitar driven. And a house type remix, which is like a hotter remix. Get it, let it roll.
Get it, let it roll. I saw my wrist, I'm the nice guy. Got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibes. Move like haters.
Fresh boy, pull up from. I mean, listen, I will say, I think the song bangs, to be honest with you. You know, the remixes, you know, a couple of them are okay. I'm sure I'm going to have to write up. That's the other thing people do is drop their song at midnight on Thursday night so that Friday and the weekend it ends up being huge. And I'm sure there'll be, I don't know, what other.
Another butters, remix, yeah.
It'll butter, smoother, I don't know. Some sort of remix is coming probably this week too.
Well, yeah, your unenviable task is covering the night shift in news for Rolling Stone. So that qualifies as a. But it sounds like you genuinely like this. I'm glad you listened to the many butters sparing Greg and me. What do you really love about it?
I mean, you know, I think that the beat, it's interesting. The beats are different on each of these. But the first one, the original Butter, it sounds like the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust. It has that same like do, do, do. And then they mess with that a little bit for each of them, right? Like, so I said, told you the sweeter R&B one changes the groove a little bit, yet the lyrics are still the same, and it still has that catchy, like, sing along. I don't know. I just think it bangs.
Are they literally singing about butter?
Smooth like butter. It's really about, you know.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
It is a metaphor. Well, I didn't know how far into the metaphorical yonder they went.
It's really sort of like a summer jam, right? It's sort of fun. And again, I think the dance, I mean, I do like the choreography, which adds to it. They just, you know, hit all the right marks for me when it comes to that.
All right, Althea. I love that you are not ashamed to admit you love
It's like
guys.
Perfect pop. I mean, they're the ABBA of today. Yeah. I think in the same way that ABBA got a lot of stick because they were so slick and perfect in the 70s.
Yeah.
We're getting that same kind of vibe from BTS right now. They're
giving
the kids what they want.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Give the people what they want. Althea, thank you. Thanks for sharing your pick, and thanks for sharing the news with us. We are going to do this soon again. We're going to stay on top of the Lollapalooza story for sure and see what sort of shape Chicago is in after that festival and other breaking news that you can bring your perspective to. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners on our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.